Doug Steffen, Good Day Family includes Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler, all back together again. My neck of the woods is the United Nations, where Richie's down in the studio at the controls in our facility in Washington. Jennifer is on the West Coast back after her successful trip. Wonderful time she had. It was nothing but sunshine, lollipops, and roses on that trip to Alaska that she took.
And icebergs.
And flew.
Right. All right, so, and Kenny Kessler is here monitoring social media. So I'm wondering, Ken, we've been on to about a dozen different things today, what people, how people are reacting. I always like to compare some of the things that folks who are listening who want to be heard on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or tweeting, at Good Day Show. There's a study out today that finds couples who date online first have better marriages. That's at DougSteffen.com today. And thus the poll, have you ever gotten into a relationship with somebody you met online? A, yes, and it worked out wonderfully well. B, yes, and it was a big mistake. C, not yet, but I thought about it. D, no, I'd never get involved with somebody I only met online. This is a
conversation. I'm online right now.
Really?
Sorry.
This is a conversation that begs a lot of time. So I'm going to save a lot of this discussion for when we get the results on Monday of our poll, if you'll pardon or you'll bear with me, because I want to get Chef Louis on in a few minutes with our recipe of the week. And then later in the hour, we're going to meet a gentleman here, as I am at the United Nations, a fellow who has just written a book about John F. Kennedy, but he's actually a scholar and a professor connected to the UN as the director of the Earth Institute, and he's one of the leading experts on economic development in the world, the fight against poverty, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll have the benefit of his counsel in about a half hour. Chef Louis' counsel is something else, and we'll have that for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk is instant communication. That's truly instant, the way it should be. But don't take our word for it. The proof is in the push. Come into an AT&T store today and test it out for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and no activations. Only requires two-year commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
All right, now we have 12 after the hour, actually. Doug Steffen's Good Day program here at the United Nations. United Nations provides food to 90 million people in 75 countries every day. Do you realize that? 90 million people who would not get anything to eat if it wasn't for the UN. 75 different countries. It vaccinates 58% of the world's children. And they say that saves 2.5 million lives a year. I don't know about that. But what impresses me is that they feed 90 million people. That really is an impressive number. I bet a lot of you didn't know that. Broadcasting from the UN today, but as usual, we are able to digress to the sometimes more needy members of our group, including Richie, who now has to have special meals. And we've come up with a special meal of Chef Louis.
I'm brewing up a special batch of beer to go with my special burgers that I'm going to be eating through this whole thing.
Special burgers and beer.
Healthy
beer. Right. All right, so Louis, by the way, Chef Louis DeAngelis is with us every Friday, and one of the things that he specializes in is saving restaurants, comes up with really creative things that are kind of neat for recipes and items on menus, that sort of thing. But he also helps us. If you go to DougSteffen.com, right inside of the homepage, about three-quarters of the way down on the right, you'll see Chef Louis' picture and a cumulative number of his recipes are there. Transgressing, is that the right word? What's the right word?
Transcending.
Is transcending the right word? Yeah.
Transgender.
Going across. Yeah, Louis is a transgender guy. Louis, Chef Louis DeAngelis is our transgender chef. Is here with the world's best grill burger. Now, Richie's in a delicate state, so he's not supposed to be eating this stuff, Louis. You're a bad
I give Rich permission to eat whatever influence. The heck he wants this weekend and drink whatever he wants.
Maybe this weekend, yeah.
There we go.
Louis, last night on the grill, we had dogs, steaks, burgers, chicken. I had everything on the grill last night.
Great.
Yeah. I saw Louis' recipe for his special grill burger, and I didn't have time to get out to the store to get the brisket. So tell us how this works, Louis, because it looks delicious.
Well, you know, a brisket is a full brisket is actually two different cuts of meat. Excuse me. You've got the flat, which is what you traditionally see in those cryo packs for corned beef. And then you have the point, which is the big, round, fatty end of it. And that's the part where Mr. Tasty lives. And so that's the part that if you buy a full brisket, you know, tap on the little two-way mirror at the supermarket and ask the gentleman behind the counter, say, look, would you cut off the point and grind it for me? And you run it through the grinder twice so it doesn't look like market-style beef. And you add 1 pound of that to 1 pound of a nice ground chuck. It gives you the best flavor in the world. Now, when you're grilling, one of the things that happens is, you know, we end up putting salt and pepper and oil and all of these spices on top of the burger. And all that does is it gets little burnt bits from the grill. So what I say is you take your meat, now that you've blended your brisket and your chuck, and go ahead and put everything that you're going to put on the burger, put it in now. Minced onion. You can put chopped mushrooms in it. Grated cheddar cheese instead of putting it on top. Okay, put it right in the burger. A little Worcestershire sauce. And then make your patties. Once you grill them, you take them off the grill. All you need then is just throw a little dab of salt on, a pat of butter, and you've got the world's best tasting hamburger
butter.
You'll ever have.
Best
and the
tasting.
Best part about it is, you know, when you go to, you've seen it, Richie, they tell you that it's a 90-10 blend,
right,
or 80-20 blend of fat and
sounds like when you're putting your gas tank.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like that.
It's exactly what it is.
If you do it this way, you're controlling how much fat you want in it. And when you're grilling, you know, you want a 60-40 blend, which this will give you. And most of that fat's going to burn out anyway, but in the meantime, it makes it juicy. Mm. And that's what you want.
A 60-40 blend.
Those front cuts are where the taste is.
Now, I mean, you talk about mixing the meats when you make the burgers. You can do that, because I've done that with buffalo, with bison meat.
And that's really good meat for you. That's really good.
But you can't cook.
Yeah, there's almost no fat in that.
There's almost no fat. And you can't cook a bison burger. Like, even when I go to Ted's Montana Grill down the street, Turner's restaurant, they have to mix in some ground beef, because otherwise the thing just falls apart.
Well, you can always put an egg white in there if you want. That's like kitchen duct tape. That'll hold it together, too, without blending the meat.
Kitchen duct tape. I love it. So what other kind of meats can you blend? If you want to make a different kind of burger. I mean, the bacon, you can put bacon bits in the burger.
Sure. Well, you know, Wolfgang Puck, you know, passed on a recipe to me years ago. And I have to tell you, it's probably the smartest thing I've ever seen.
He's big into blending veal, isn't he?
I'm sorry?
Isn't he big into blending with veal?
Yeah, well, he's also big with lamb.
Ah.
And people rave about his meatloaf. And what he does is, instead of using, just plain beef and pork, he'll throw one-third beef, one-third pork, and one-third ground lamb in it. And people that don't like lamb don't even realize it's in there, but they know it has flavor. Once again, Mr. Tasty lives in there. And it just gives you a flavor that's so unique. And it's low in fat, and it's low in cholesterol.
So say we want to go healthy. Last night I had some turkey burgers that I would have fed Doug. How do we take this if we have the non-meat eaters or the non-red meat eaters? How do we make it flavorful for them?
Well, you really want to fool somebody and make them feel like they're getting a good fatty burger. You ever see those packages of O'Brien potatoes? They're little tiny cubes that are frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Take your turkey meat, mix maybe 20% lamb or buffalo, something else, some kind of a beefy flavor or a lamb flavor, or you can use some of the brisket, just 20% of it, because most of that fat's going to cook out, and throw a cup of that O'Brien potatoes in it. Okay, I do that when I make sausage, if I'm using chicken, because it cooks up and it looks like big chunks of fat. It's creamy, it has a great flavor, but it's potato, and it really throws people off. You know, when they look at it, they think they're eating something fatty and indulgent, and they're happy.
So, and then the last variation of this, the other day I was at a restaurant and they had a black bean burger.
We put that in 3 weeks ago about black beans.
And so how do I do that? How do you make it? Is that all black bean, or is it a mix of meat and bean, or?
Well, the one of the best veggie burgers I've ever had is a base in black bean. And you take 2 cups of black beans. One cup you're gonna mash them with a fork. The other cup you're gonna leave whole. And you mix those together with the veggies that you want, which would be mushrooms, onions, anything you had left over from the night before. And once again, you're gonna put flavored breadcrumbs in it and an egg.
Oh my God, that sounds delicious.
Oh, if you have leftover string beans, cut them up real good. Just mince them. You got leftover broccoli, mince it up. Anything that's left over, you put together in that.
You know what I had?
Smart.
Of course, it's meat.
Yeah. Yeah. Meredith fixed something called Fiddler's Greens. Is that what it is?
Fiddlehead ferns.
Fiddlehead ferns. Thank you.
They're in season right now. They're delicious.
Yeah, they were. I don't remember ever having them before. They were really quite good.
I don't know
what it is. Had them the other night.
They only grow in Maine.
Really?
And they're unopened fern.
Right, it's wild. It's not something that you can cultivate.
They're hard to get. Apparently. If you have to go to
Stop and Shop has them, believe it or not.
What are they called again?
Fiddlehead ferns.
Fiddlehead ferns.
And what's interesting is that
you can buy them online in the can, and they're great. I love them.
All right, check out the recipe, Chef Louis DeAngelis, Louis' recipes, right hand side of the homepage at DougStefan.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So this music is coming from our video of the day.
This one isn't yet.
Oh, this isn't?
No, because it starts with lyrics, so I wanted you to be able to tell everybody.
Oh,
what it is.
All right. I haven't heard it or seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I haven't gone on the air yet.
No, you're there.
Oh, I am. Okay. All right. So the video of the day, as the director, the video of the day today isn't for a real show, but I think we all know that it probably could be. This is audio from the video of the day at DougStefan.com from Facebook the Musical.
Time to check my Facebook. Facebook, Facebook, gotta check my Facebook, gotta take another look.
Nothing new, I am hooked.
What to do? Hit refresh.
Facebook, Facebook, gotta check my Facebook, gotta creep on all my friends every day.
There's no end.
It's the Facebook way.
Oh my God, 10 likes. I'm so popular.
Like a pop.
Hold the breath.
Post a pretty pic from your vacation. Love your life. Share your dumb political opinion.
Send a gift.
Send a gift. Check to see who's celebrating birthdays.
Candy
Crush.
Bug
your friends and bundle up in every day.
Look at this meatball. That's so basic.
Facebook, Facebook. Gotta check my Facebook. Gotta take another look. Nothing new.
I am hooked. What to do?
Hit refresh. Facebook, Facebook. Gotta check my Facebook. Gotta creep on all my friends every day.
There's no end.
It's the Facebook way.
Look who left their Facebook up.
Yes, Facebook really is the perfect place to keep in touch with old school friends.
With just a simple like or comment, you can bet your friendship will not end.
Relationships because do nothing if they are not put in your above.
That's if you're not Facebook official, then the whole thing really does not count. You really shouldn't get too comfortable with how your Facebook looks today. As knowing Zuckerberg, he's probably just about to change it anyway.
Maybe life without a Facebook wouldn't end up being all that bad. Facebook, Facebook, gotta check my Facebook,
gotta take another look.
All right.
Nothing
here
new.
We get the point.
What to do?
That's
Stephen Sondheim wrote that?
Yeah. Where did this come from, Kenny?
So funny.
This is a group that's on YouTube, a bunch of different people who do all of these musical parodies.
Really?
They've done a ton of Disney princess videos and just a bunch of them, one or two every week.
They really? Look like
these aren't the people that did Pregnant Women Are Smug, is it?
I don't think so.
Because that is hysterical. I'll have to find that for you guys next week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like they're in New York, so, I mean, it's maybe aspiring Broadway, off-Broadway type people who just get together and do these videos.
Funny.
Yeah, it's very funny.
There's so much talent out there. Isn't it crazy to think what it was like without YouTube and all this stuff? I mean, where did all that talent go before?
But now there's so much talent, you can't...
I know.
It's, well, you can sit on YouTube
all day long.
There's
a lot of non-talent doing stuff as well. You can see that on the television most every week when you watch The Voice and American Idol and that.
But if it weren't for YouTube and discovering talent, we wouldn't have Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that'd be hard.
He's going to space, by the way.
Yeah, right.
He might want to stay.
He belongs in outer space. Anyway, the bombing story in Massachusetts continues. A 16-year-old and a 24-year-old reportedly suing the New York Post, claiming the newspaper falsely portrayed them as suspects in the bombing. The lawsuit alleges that the photographs and articles published following the bombing made it appear that FBI agents were pursuing these two. They were photographed near where the explosion took place. They were called bag men by the New York Post. This can't be anything new, though, Roberta, to them. The New York Post, they get sued all the time, don't they? Crazy stuff.
Just the crazy headlines and makeup stuff.
So they just settle out of court, pay it off, and be going with it.
It's kind of like the Daily News meets the National Enquirer.
Right. Wonderful. Meanwhile, the governor of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick, admitted that he got quite drunk. He sat alone at a restaurant after the Boston Marathon bombing suspect was captured. He was so, I don't know how mature that is, but at least it is what it is.
That's what they do in a soap opera.
Past the hour, right.
Today's fact or friction, brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or friction, additive packages are key in synthetic oil quality. Fact, of a quart of synthetic oil, 15 to 25% is its total additive package, including anti-wear agents, detergents, dispersants, and antioxidants. An oil's additive package does the heavy lifting, and ultimately its lubrication factor, friction and heat reduction, and ability to rev up performance are measures of an additive package's quality. Royal Purple's proprietary Centrelec technology was developed over years of rigorous testing and real-world use. Fact is, Royal Purple solved a vibration problem with a China Star 125-mile-per-hour bullet train. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple high-performance motor oil. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages, then pick up Royal Purple today at Pep Boys.
Blown head gaskets, engine block leaks, and cracked cylinder heads can be scary. Don't be afraid. Mars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix to the rescue. Mars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix penetrates gaps and cracks, then hardens almost instantly in your vehicle's engine combustion chamber to permanently stop leaks and your fear of being stranded. For all the reasons to trust Mars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix, go to barsleaks.com. That's barsleaks.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Change at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from United Nations headquarters in New York. UN Radio Day. A lot of radio programs being broadcast from here. Talk radio shows with hosts from all over the country. There's some of the national programs, a lot of local programs dealing with the issues that the United Nations is dealing with every day. And I was going through a number of things that are part of the purview here. One of the things that we talk about, not a lot, but are, in a sense, I think, probably ought to be more a part of the conversation, are women's rights. There's a lady who is Assistant Secretary General of the UN who is in charge of the entity that deals with gender equality around the world and the empowerment for women. This woman is directly responsible for the management and actually acting head of this organization, UN Women. I don't have her here with me, but seeing that this is part of the focus of the UN brings me around to having people understand how what we have sexism in our country, no question about it. But you have no idea in some of the developing, so-called developing countries.
That's true. We're very lucky as women to live here.
Yeah, you really, really are. This stuff that goes on, there are things, the violence, the sexual violence, the conflicts that women have just to survive in certain parts of Africa especially, but the Middle East as well, over in Asia. There are, in the countries where I guess maybe you'd expect, whether it's Pakistan or any one of the sort of Stan countries that are over there in that area, you come back around through the Middle East, and then you get down into Africa, and it is just impossible for women to get anything. It's like they're objects. Mm-hmm. And many, you have, again,
Possessions, really.
Yeah, right. There, exactly. That's like owning a horse. It's the same kind of thing. And so imagine your life if you were in that situation. I think it's something.
That's why I think I get so frustrated during voting season when every woman should be out there. That's one of the greatest rights that we have that most other women in the world don't get it to enjoy.
Yeah, right. And so why do you think, under the circumstances, Jennifer, why is it that we know so little here about things like that?
We forget that it was in really the last 100 years that women got the right to vote, that we became, we're still not quite equal citizens, but we're way further along than we were 50 years ago. And I think, sadly, we just have become, we just take things for granted. When kids are born into a generation where they didn't have to fight or struggle for something, and that includes different races and sexes, I think they just take it for granted a little bit. And we don't realize that the struggle is really, it's still a new one. And still plaguing so many other people on the planet.
It blew my mind when I realized or learned that women couldn't have their own credit.
Yeah.
Until like the early 70s.
No, this is like, this is new. That's what I'm saying. It's not even 50 years old where we've actually been able to be like
in
functional.
Our country.
Yes,
right.
In our country.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we think we have this
that
modern
blew my mind
world.
That, like a woman couldn't buy a house
right.
In 1966 or 7 or something.
It's just, awareness. One of the reasons I like to do things like this is because you become acutely aware of some of the things that you take for granted.
Yeah, the stuff you forget.
Right, this is very important. In a moment, Professor Jeffrey Sachs will join us. He is the UN Millennium Development Director. He is one of the leading experts in the world on economic development. The UN certainly involved in that. And he's written a book that has nothing to do with anything that he is personally or professionally involved in, but it's an interesting read. I've been going through it. I actually got a copy the other day, and I was surprised until I remembered that Professor Sachs was going to be with us here today. The book is called To Move the World, and it's about John F. Kennedy's quest for peace. So we'll delve in a number of those areas. Just a moment, we'll meet Professor Sachs here on Good Day from the UN.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Super Saturday Sale is this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
All right, we're continuing our conversation here, and that's really what this is all about. The Good Day program is about conversation, 20 before the hour, and we have with us Professor Jeffrey Sachs, who is associated with the United Nations in a developmental way. You have stints at Harvard and I think Princeton.
Columbia University, which is where
Is that anathema to say Princeton when you're a Columbia guy?
No, Princeton's a great place.
Yeah, Columbia is a better place, though.
Well, Columbia's a lot of fun, in the middle of New York City.
I went to Heidelberg in Ohio, and we were better than Hiram and better than Oberlin, and it's a different league. But yet, it all aims to do the same thing, and that's teach people about what's going on in the world. I think I get the gist from you that you like to teach. You are a teaching person, and all the things that you do are aimed at teaching people to take action.
Well, I do believe in action. You know, I believe every generation, ours included, needs to solve some big problems.
We create problems. Are we solving problems?
We solve a lot of problems, but new problems come up. We sometimes end up inadvertently creating problems, not quite understanding what we're doing the first time around.
Is Afghanistan an example of that?
Well, Afghanistan is a tragedy that I think we should never have been in.
You don't have any argument for me on that. I think you make the same argument for a lot of the things that we do. It's not to be critical, but it's to be aware. It's not, you guys are always criticizing America. No. America needs to be aware. People in America need to be aware of what is being done in their name around the world, and what's being done in their name around the world is not necessarily always so great.
Well, a lot of blunders over the last 10 years, and we ended up in two wars that cost trillions of dollars and cost vast numbers of lives, and we didn't get very much for it.
We got a lot of negative for it. We didn't get a lot of positive for it. And that brings me around to a book that you've just written called JFK's Quest for Peace to Move the World is the name of the book, and it's about a speech that you basically took a speech that he wrote, and then you worked through his problem-solving thinking, I think. You did a lot of research into what went into his attitude, which he was frustrated, I think, was he not?
Well, 51 years ago at the Cuban Missile Crisis, humanity almost lost everything.
Yep.
And 50 years ago, JFK changed the direction of the Cold War. He negotiated a treaty with the Soviet Union that pulled us back from the nuclear brink. And I regard that as one of the greatest acts of political leadership in modern times. I think it literally saved the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And this book explains how JFK did it, because there was nothing automatic about it. This wasn't a groundswell of a public demand. This wasn't something obvious. This was a vision that was accurate, moral, historic, courageous, and it took all of Kennedy's experience, politics, wisdom, charm, eloquence to pull it off, and that's what I write about.
And didn't he need help to do that? Because he wasn't great in some of those areas you just enumerated.
Well, one thing that he needed was a partner on the other side, Nikita Khrushchev. Both of them had peered into the nuclear abyss in the Cuban Missile Crisis, and they both came out different people. They realized that the literal survival of the world depended on them, not in a metaphorical sense, but the two of them had to lead because they were facing such hardliners on their own side, much less the competition between them, that if Kennedy had followed what the generals were saying, the world would have come to an end.
Yeah.
And so Kennedy said, I have to lead. Khrushchev understood Kennedy's position. Kennedy understood Khrushchev's position. They played off of each other brilliantly in 1963. Kennedy gave a speech at American University, 50th anniversary this coming Monday. And that speech is so magnificent. People should listen to it on the internet. It's available as tape, or you can actually watch it on the internet. And then my book tries to describe the historical context and what it meant. And the speech is so magnificent that Khrushchev heard it and said, okay, we're signing a treaty. He actually called the U.S. envoy of the day, Avril Harriman, said, "This is the finest speech by an American president since Franklin Roosevelt. I want a peace treaty with this man." 7 weeks later, the partial nuclear test ban treaty was completed. That was a crucial step for human survival, to pull back from the brink.
This was the man who 5 years before that, or 6 years, had embarrassed the United States when the U-2 and Gary Powers went down, and he, you know, Eisenhower's trying to make nice, and all of a sudden out comes Gary. It was like a show out from behind the curtain. Here's Gary Powers, and we've got you.
Well, you know, this was one of the issues, which is that Eisenhower was to meet with Khrushchev at a Paris summit, and the CIA said, "One more spy plane mission." And Eisenhower said, "I don't think that's such a good idea." CIA prevailed. The plane was shot down. Eisenhower was assured by the CIA no way that anyone would survive that, no plane. So Eisenhower came forward with a lie, said there was no spy plane. It was a weather plane from Turkey. Khrushchev said, "You can't be serious." Eisenhower doubled down and said, no, there was no spy plane. And then they presented the live captured pilot and the wreckage.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, Eisenhower lied baldly to Khrushchev. It broke the summit. A few months later, another disaster CIA led, the Bay of Pigs. Again, Kennedy lied to Khrushchev. He wrote it's one of the most maladroit things that I saw of Kennedy in all of this. He wrote a terrible letter to Khrushchev saying, no, we didn't have anything to do with it. And Khrushchev wrote back, "Are you kidding?"
Yeah.
You know, this is a U.S. operation all over. So twice in 6 months, or a little bit more than that, but twice within a year, Khrushchev had been baldly lied to by the Americans. Then Khrushchev did an even more disastrous lie when he secretly put in the missiles in Cuba.
Yeah.
And so both sides are lying. The spiral's getting out of control. We're up to the nuclear
break. The KGB and the CIA are the real culprits.
Well,
here. And how do we lose control? I mean, you look around today and you see all this stuff going on. I mean, there's a lesson here, it seems to me, for America from these things. You keep going back and finding these spook agencies, or whatever you want to call them, the alphabet agencies, that are to have the president overruled. He's the president, for God's sakes. Right? How does the CIA overrule? How does the president say, "I don't think you should do that"? They say, "Screw you, Mr. President. We're going to send a spy plane anyway." And then they lie through their teeth. I mean, well, no wonder the American people despise these agencies.
Well, the CIA has done such damage over the decades.
Yeah.
in being out of control. And the history has been labeled the legacy of ashes because there have been so many tragedies came. And one of the things that Kennedy realized by October 1962 was, we are not going to have peace unless I lead.
Right.
That's this book ultimately is about presidential leadership.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have that leadership,
yeah, nothing.
This government runs out of control.
Well, I wanted to call people's attention to this book. You've written a number of other books, Commonwealth Economics for a Crowded Planet, Price of Civilization, End of Poverty. So your mind works in different ways, and people benefit from reading your work. To Move the World is the newest book by Jeffrey Sachs, and I'm pleased to have the ability to have this conversation. Good luck.
Wonderful to be with you. Thanks so much.
Take good care.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods.
love getting outside, love the hiking, hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10, feel the heal.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Remnants of a tropical storm on the East Coast as the wildfire battle continues out west. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Andrea, as in Tropical Storm Andrea, the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, this system was swirling in the Gulf of Mexico before hitting Florida late yesterday afternoon. The west coast of Florida and the so-called Big Bend area were hit the hardest. Andrea now moving north and will reach the Mid-Atlantic region.
The system is going to continue weakening today as it moves over cooler and cooler water. Biggest threat from the system is going to be heavy rainfall.
That's meteorologist Rob Carolyn, who says, for many areas to the south, it's a combination of rain and wind or worse.
We've been seeing some wind gusts over tropical storm force strength along the coast of Georgia and South Carolina. North of the center of circulation in eastern North Carolina, there have been reports of a few tornadoes.
Speaking of twisters, the National Weather Service says it was an EF1 tornado that hit a South Florida community west of West Palm Beach yesterday. Rich Clonsage says he was unhooking an outdoor umbrella when the twister swept him off his feet and dumped him in his pool.
Airborne, like I said to my daughter, I really didn't even have time to think.
As for Tropical Storm Andrea, the system will reach parts of the Northeast by tomorrow, unloading rain and churning up surf in areas still recovering from last year's battering supplied by Hurricane Sandy. Flash flood watches are in effect in more than a dozen states from Georgia up to Maine. Needless to say,
but we'll say it anyway. Travel plans will be disrupted along the East Coast today and tomorrow. To the west, you have California's stubborn powerhouse fire that continues to burn in the mountains north of Los Angeles. Officials say the blaze has destroyed 24 homes, including several summer cabins. The powerhouse fire, which was sparked a week ago, is now at 83% containment after charring more than 30,000 acres. Two major wildfires are also churning across forest land in northern New Mexico. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa.
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
On Wall Street, some gains yesterday. The Dow up 80 points, closing at 15,040. NASDAQ climbing 22 points. S&P picked up 13. The National Security Agency and the FBI are mining data from several internet companies. According to the Washington Post, they're tapping directly into central servers to pull audio, video, emails, and other information that can allow agencies to track a person's movements. The report comes after news that the NSA is collecting phone records of Verizon Wireless customers. And finally, it's one of those how would you have reacted questions. In this case, the situation involves the purchase of the winning ticket of that big Powerball jackpot a few weeks back. By now, you're probably aware that an 84-year-old Zephyr Hills, Florida woman named Gloria McKenzie stepped forward 2 days ago to claim that $590 million Powerball jackpot. Gloria herself had nothing to say, but the secretary of the Florida Lottery read a letter from the new multimillionaire.
She did ask that I share this statement with you. While in line at Publix, another lottery player was kind enough to let me go ahead of them in line to purchase the winning Quick Pick ticket.
And who was that person in line who let Gloria go ahead of her? Mindy Crandall is her name. She was at the Publix supermarket with her two daughters, one of whom was apparently acting up a bit. And that's when Gloria stepped in front of Mindy, to which Mindy replied.
And I was like, just go ahead. It's not a big deal.
Not a big deal. The next day, when Mindy and everyone else learned that one ticket was sold that matched all the numbers, and it was sold at that Publix supermarket in Zephyr Hills.
The joke was, watch, it'll probably be the lady that went in front of you.
Yes, it was the same woman who stepped ahead of Mindy. As a mom, Mindy said she's glad her children witnessed all of this and learned a lesson about patience and doing the right thing. Here's what should happen next. Gloria McKenzie should do the right thing and offer to pay for the future college educations of Mindy Crandall's two girls. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle was safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.